If you've been wanting to work with me one-on-one, this is for you. If you're an ambitious woman balancing the demands of motherhood and your career, or you're a business owner and you're done talking about your challenges and you are determined not only to find a solution, but to feel alive and energized while getting the support you need, I've got you. There's nothing more frustrating than asking for help only to feel like it's one more thing added to your to-do list. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/focus. Take 2 minutes, fill out the application to work with me one-on-one, and we'll be in touch. One of my strengths and what my clients always tell me is I have a gift of looking at your current situation and showing you exactly where you need to focus to get the results your soul is craving. My work is designed to empower women like you to reclaim your capacity, increase profits, and strengthen your relationships. Join the countless women already seeing incredible results. Picture having me by your side every step of the way, ensuring your success. Visit Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/focus, and apply today. That's heatherchauvin.com/focus. So we'll just start now. And I know how to say your name now, Kalina.
Awesome.
Right. The last name, not so much.
Not so much. That's okay. Amuchastegui.
That sounds like Peru, like
kind of Basque, Spain. So
love it. Okay, so let's dive into this conversation about not so much about the 5-hour school week, but I want to talk about freedom.
Okay,
like a heart to heart, behind the scenes, real conversation from woman to woman, mom to mom, about what freedom looks like and feels like, and why you and your husband and family decided to kind of, I don't want to say alternative because it actually seems to be coming more mainstream than normal, but why you just chose to jump off the hamster wheel of what quote unquote traditional success looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool.
So dive in.
All right, here we go.
Let me know. I want to know what, yeah, like tell me your backstory. How did you get to where you are now?
Okay. I can do that. You want me to start? Are we starting?
Yeah, go. I already record.
I'm sorry, Heather. All right.
So, it's 5 a.m. where you are.
It's
remember.
5 a.m. So I'm a California girl, so here we go.
We have to give you some credits. 5 a.m.
5 a.m. All right. Yeah. So I'm Kalina. I'm out in California. I'm a mama of four. Three amazing little girls and a little boy who keeps me super busy. And, you know, our backstory is we are entrepreneurs, real estate entrepreneurs. Our second daughter was born almost seven weeks early and ended up in the NICU. And it was at that time, I remember my husband, we're standing next to her incubator and he was like, I can't keep working these crazy hours. I can't keep working for somebody else. It's time to do something that's going to set our family up for success and for the future. And he felt a lot of guilt because I had had to work through that pregnancy. I was like a waitress and had to waitress through that entire pregnancy. And she was born early and we were like just getting by. And so we did the crazy thing and we quit our traditional jobs and started our real estate company and started flipping homes out in California. And we got it wrong. You know, We got it really wrong because we labeled success as something as it wasn't, right? We put a very like monetary, materialistic value on what our success was. And so within a couple of years, I had, you know, three children. We had a very successful real estate business. I had a live-in nanny raising them and they were going to like a really like academically, acclaimed private school. And we were miserable. We were so miserable. We had so much money and our businesses were doing so well, and I couldn't have been any more unhappy. And so we had to really look at that. You know, our marriage was failing, like literally failing. I was so unhappy as a mom. And you just have to go, okay, what are we going to get rid of? How is this going to change? Because we did all the things that we thought we were supposed to do, right? We went after the big business. We bought the nice house. We had the nice cars. We had the three healthy, beautiful children. It seemed from the outside that we had it all figured out. We had it all together, and it totally sucked. And so, we shattered it, and we started putting it back together with priorities and values that actually felt true to who we were and what we wanted out of life. And it centered a lot around like togetherness and spending time together as a family. And I guess that's how we get to the school component, because as we were figuring it out and walking down this, you know, growth mindset lifestyle and changing all the things that we needed to change, you know, who we were hanging out with, how we were spending our time, where we were adding value into our lives, as we were changing all of that, our kids were stuck in a classroom for like 8 hours a day. And so I was growing and my husband was growing and our lives had started thriving again. And we were like really becoming super happy and understanding the importance of, you know, creating experiences over things and restructuring our social, the people we socialized with. As we were going through all of that, I just had this like deep longing and missing for my kids, because they didn't get to be a part of any of it. And so, go ahead.
I was going to say, I really enjoy that you talk about this process, because, you know, so many people say, I want more, or I want something different. And it's not, the more isn't more money, more things, right? It's always this feeling that we're after. And it's like the systems that we're currently been built culturally, whether it's the school system, education system, our jobs, our careers, it's killing us. It's slowly killing us and our children and their creativity and the whole essence of life.
Yeah, absolutely.
What were you going to say about your husband?
Well, so my husband, he read The 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss. And it literally, because we're on this growth mindset track, right? So we're reading all the books. We're doing all the things, listening to all the podcasts. And he comes across Tim Ferriss, reads 4-Hour Work Week. And before you know it, his business has completely changed. You're taking a man who used to work 70 and 80-hour work weeks. I mean, he's juggling now at this time, you know, we're 5-6 years in as entrepreneurs. He's juggling, you know, 7 or 8 different businesses. And literally this book transforms his life, and he starts working less hours and becoming more productive, and people start asking him to coach and speak on it. And so now he is going around, you know, speaking about how to work less and do more and enjoy your life more. And somebody just one day said, well, if you're telling us to work more, if you're telling us to enjoy our life more, like how does this apply to your kids? Like, how can I do this for my high schooler? And that was it. Like, it just hit us like just in the gut. It was that one question of like, yeah, that's what we're missing. That's the piece. And so that's what we did. You know, we took them out of school and we started figuring out an education that we could learn alongside with them and bring them with us on our growth mindset journey and get to experience life with them and live life with them, because that was the one thing that we were really missing before.
I love this. Okay. So here I get so excited about these conversations. Do you ever feel like, you know, everyone's always asking you these questions, like, how do you do this? How do you do that? And you're like, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out just like everybody else.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just find it interesting because I find that there's these people that will take action and then people that won't take action, right? And
I'm an action taker. I'm a driven person. And I started this whole journey because I was a social worker and I'm looking at my son and I'm like, I do not know how to help you with your anxiety and your anger. I have no idea. I have a freaking degree in child development and I can't help you. So I just went on this journey. I started taking action, action, action. And then people are like, how did you do that? I'm like, I don't know. I just took action. You read the books, you do the things, you follow your desire, right? You follow like, what do we want? What do we want? What do we want? So watching and observing, because it seems to be like, those people have a secret that I don't know about. What do you, if you had to debunk that, what would you say that is? Like what, how could you and your husband decide we're just going to scrap this all and reframe it and restart again? What, like, obviously that had to be terrifying for you.
You know, I think it's absolutely terrifying. I think it's terrifying anytime you do something that's different than what the majority is doing. You know, and we all grow up in different areas. And so obviously like the social economics of every community is made up very differently. But like we live in Northern California in this very nice, safe little bubble where everybody kind of drives the same car and lives in the same house. And, you know, we all enjoy, you know, our martini bars and it's very safe where we are. And so when you do something that's not safe, that's not comfortable, it's absolutely terrifying. I guess for me, I just had this moment, like this realization that there is no secret. Like there is no one way to do this. And that my entire life, I literally bought into this, like this sameness. Like this is the way it's supposed to look. This is the way we need to do things because that's the way that it's always been done. And there was just like this moment, I feel so lucky that this moment happened to me because I know that it doesn't happen for everybody, but I had this moment, like this realization, like I don't have to do it the way it's always been done. I don't have to do it like everybody before me has done it. Because there's people that are doing it differently. Like you just have to open up your eyes and look for them because doing things unconventionally is becoming the conventional thing to do, honestly. And so there's people that are leading the way in any avenue, no matter what sort of a business you want to start or educating your children or trying out a new way to parent, like whatever it is, like we have resources that we've never had before. And so you just have to say like, I don't have to do it like Susan up the street. Like, so what? I don't have to do it the way my parents and my grandparents did it. I don't, you know, there isn't a right way to do life. I think is where, where that courage comes in almost.
Okay. So this brings me up to the education piece and gives me total permission to just be like, yeah, this is awesome. What works for one person is not going to work for the other person. And I'm a huge advocate. I always talk about desire and what your soul is craving. And some people will say to me, I don't know. Like, I don't know what that is. And I'm like, well, you know what you don't want, right? You don't want the 80-hour a week schedule. You don't want, to be yelling and screaming at your kids. You don't want to be chronically fatigued. Like, you know, we know what we don't want in our lives. And so we may not know exactly what that's going to look like, but when we start to lean into, well, the possibility of it. So can we talk about kind of the beginning phases of, I want to call it homeschooling. I get so confused. I'm like, is it homeschooling? Is it global schooling? Is it unschooling? What is your, first of all, let's talk about like the definitions of all of the schoolings and then like what that first day looked like for you and your husband and your family.
Okay. Yeah. And so I get that question all the time, Heather. What are you? Are you an unschooler? Are you a homeschooler? And the answer for me, which freaks people out, is yes, I am all of it. I world school my children. We travel a lot. There's a component of the way that I school them that is very classical. and academic focused, which would be just regular homeschooling. And I give a ton of freedom in what I do and how my kids choose to learn, which is like an unschooling component. And I also focus on entrepreneurial skills and growth mindset and financial literacy and emotional intelligence. And so there's so many different areas, and I know parents in the beginning get very overwhelmed. And so what I am and what makes me different is I'm just here to tell you it's okay whatever you decide to do. And you don't have to do just one thing. Because once you start researching homeschool, you're going to see like, oh, there's Charlotte Mason, which has just a big like natural component where it's all about like being outdoors. There's wild schools and nature schools like that. So you have those options.
What was the one you just said, just for people who are like looking for resources?
Charlotte Mason. And it's very popular, right? But there's, but it's like very regimented. Like there's very, like you follow this, this, and this. But it's very popular. So there's Charlotte Mason. There's a whole unschooling movement, which is really the concept that your children can teach themselves anything that they actually need to know in the time that works best for them. And that living life in the experience of just being is the learning in itself. So it doesn't have like a very set curriculum or schedule. You really let your kids take the lead. There's global or world schooling where, I mean, some people are completely nomadic where they don't have homes and they just travel the globe and the world with their children, learning together. We travel and make, travel a huge part of our curriculum. And so that's very popular in the homeschool world. And then there's just like classical homeschool, which I think is what most people think of, but the difference today, I think a lot of people think like, oh, my kid's going to be home and sitting at the kitchen table for 6 hours while I teach them. And that's just not really the way that it has to be anymore, thanks to resources and how like efficient learning can be now. So those are all the kind of the different ways, the bundle of homeschools that are out there.
Love it. Okay. So first day of school, take us back to your first day of like, okay, kids are out of school. Now what?
Well, it's funny because, you know, I had a plan, a really great plan. There's a program here called K through 12, and it's just, they advertise it all over the TV. And I'm thinking, I'm just going to call K through 12. They're going to sign my kids up and we're going to start our homeschool journey, right? They provide the curriculum. This is going to be super easy. We'll get the schoolwork done and then I'll get to enjoy my children. And so we woke up, you know, the kids got to sleep in. They were so excited because we had talked about this for so long. And they got up and made their breakfast and they're like, okay, mom, you know, let's start. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to call. I'm going to get the curriculum figured out. You guys just like start playing Legos and playing. And then I'll let you know when I have this all sorted out. And within 5 minutes of starting to talk through that program, I realized it wasn't a good fit for my family. It was,
oh my God.
Yeah, I put all my eggs in a basket. Like that's where we were going to learn and that's who was going to teach us. And I realized, and there's way too many rules. It was just like bringing a classroom into my home. And I didn't agree necessarily with the curriculum they wanted me to teach. I didn't agree that they needed to log as many hours as what they wanted logged. And so I was like, oh, this isn't for me. So what am I going to do? And so then we proceeded to spend the next week figuring out what we wanted to learn. And I literally sat down with my kids after that, Heather, and I was just like, okay, you guys, what do you want to learn? And that's kind of where we started. I got out a big whiteboard and I'm like, what do you want to learn? And we started chasing that. And we learned that first. And as we started learning those things, I started to find little programs here and there, and like free ones, like Khan Academy is incredible.
How do you spell that one?
K-H-A-N Academy.
Perfect.
And Khan is amazing because it literally has the curriculum from preschool up through getting like a master's in college. Anything that you want to learn, they have the curriculum for completely free, all the videos, worksheets. My daughter did like a Pixar coding program, like a college level Pixar coding program through Khan Academy, completely free stuff that kids in college are doing. So,
Someone uses the excuse that they can't afford educated, it's truly about the growth mindset and being able to ask yourself, how can I?
Right.
How can I make this happen? Where can I find it? And these resources are available to us. We just have to be willing to push, through the resistance and think outside the box.
You have to, yes. And think for yourself and just be willing to go, like, if there's a problem, there's also a solution for everything. I'm in the United States. Every state has different homeschool laws, right? Every single state has different homeschool laws. And I have to tell people all the time, like, you might have to get creative. If your state is asking for 30 hours a week or whatever, get creative with those hours.
So that's another thing I was going to ask you. So I live in Canada and I don't even know what our laws are because I haven't looked into it that much, but I do not believe they are as strict as the US. But how do you do that? And obviously if you're traveling, so it's like wherever your home is, that's obviously the state that you're compliant with, correct?
Right. Yeah. And it literally here, it varies state by state. In California, you can join a charter school, like a charter homeschool, and they help provide curriculum and something that, like, an instructor that'll come into your home and help you if you want. Or you can, like, sign an affidavit and become your own home private school, which is what we did. And so I'm literally, the state of California recognizes me as my own school. And so then I just have to keep records, but I'm not required to do state mandated testing or any of that. Like, that becomes all my own freedom. There's many states, and I don't know how it is in Canada, but that will offer stipends. So they'll pay you to homeschool your children. And so there are literally so many options and programs, and hybrid homeschooling is becoming a thing where you, like, homeschool your kids 3 days a week and then they go to a different sort of school 2 days a week. I mean, when I say that if there is a problem, there is a solution, there is. I mean, I talk to both parents have to work, crazy schedules. I mean, all the things, all shapes and sizes and walks of life do what we do. You just have to find the fit for you.
I think the key here that I'm learning from you, and it's like how you do one thing in life is how you do everything, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're a rule follower, you're going to try to follow all the rules in everything that you do. And then when you're gifted a child, because I always say our children choose us, like our children are brought to us to teach us and help us heal our deepest wounds.
Yes.
So if you're that rule follower and then you get this kid that's like, hey, I actually am not going to fit in any boxes in life and you're going to have to recreate all the systems for me. It's going to kick up your stuff. But I'm hearing you say, it's like, what works for you? What works for your family? And it's really important that you know your values and you know what both you and your partner, whether you're doing this with a partner or not, want and desire. And I'm also hearing you say, Kalina, that it will evolve. It will evolve and change over time. So how you school one semester or year may not be the same with every year or every child.
Absolutely. You know, it's really remembering this is about, like, education is life, right? Like, you and I are constantly growing. We're trying to figure out the next thing to learn, trying new things. We want the same exact thing for our kids. So look at their education the exact same way that you look at your education. Mm-hmm. Like, I tell parents that go, where do I start? What did you wish that you learned in school? Start there. Start teaching them the things that you wish. Teach them some emotional intelligence. Like, please teach them how to respond to their feelings. Please teach them about how to pick their friends. Not, like, force them to be in a group of people and saying that, like, forced association is actually socialization, because those are two totally different things, right? Like, forcing your kid to be a friend with someone because they sit next to them in a desk is not building a relationship. So, like, teach your kids how to have healthy relationships. Teach your kids financial literacy. Like, teach them what profit and loss means. Teach them what healthy risk taking is. Like, teach them the things that would have made you successful in your 20s that you didn't learn until your mid-30s. Because, like, that's the problem that we, like, experience globally, is that we were taught the wrong things. And so teach them the right things, because now you have the freedom to do that. Like, start there. Like, the math, I know we get so, like, worked up about the math and the reading. Like, that stuff is going to come. Like, that stuff, when they need it, they will seek it and they will learn it and they'll master it. And it'll be very easy and, like, interesting to them. If you're teaching them the things that are adding, like, actual value to their life right now. Because that's what, like, that's what you crave. Like, you crave to add value to your life. Mm-hmm. Our kids crave the same value.
Yeah. Anytime I've had a conflict with one of my children in the education system, it's been because there's no value add.
Right.
Because they're bored. And you know, I'm raising three boys, which that's a whole nother conversation about boys and education. But it just, the current system is not created for a boy brain, I believe.
Yeah.
So then there's labeling and there's, you know, like shoving a square peg in a round hole. And then there's frustration on the family behalf. And it's like, oh, okay. But when I'm with my children, I'm like, what do you want to learn? Or when we do go on vacation and we do, like incorporate some learning component, it's interesting. Cause when I'm like, oh, what's your, you know, actually Mother's Day just passed. So they were writing all those little lovely Mother's Day cards that you get, like, you know, the ones you like print off of like Pinterest or something. My mom is, and like their most favorite memories were when we were on vacation and, oh, when we did this or when we did that. It wasn't so much about the actual location. It was about what we did together. And like, that just brings, like, I want to cry. Like, that brings me so much joy to have those memories and connection with my children, but know that the biggest impact I'm making in their lives are actually experiential, hands-on things. It's not like, oh, you know, you make the best lunches every morning when I go to school, or, you know, you always advocate when you have to go into the principal's office. Like, that's not what they're remembering. No. They're remembering the connection. And I think that's so important. Also, something else you said about education, and I did not like my educational career going through grade school and high school. It was actually extremely detrimental to my self-esteem. Yeah. And now, as an entrepreneur, like, entrepreneurship was never in my mind. I was an accidental entrepreneur, yeah. Just because I had a problem that I needed to solve. And now when I look at all the things that I'm learning, it blows my mind how many skills I don't have as an adult, because I was never even taught them as a child. So whether it's public speaking or whether it's podcasting, or, you know, obviously podcasting wasn't there, but speaking, and how to give value, you know, hosting a webinar. And I'm always thinking, how can I tweak this so I can give tremendous value to the person that's listening to me? And it's because I'm passionate about it. But as a child, when you have a speech to do or something and there's no passion there, you don't effing care, you know, right, what you're talking about. So I'm hearing you talk a lot about involving your children and having a collaborative relationship and educational experience of like, what do you want to learn? What are you interested in?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it doesn't, I mean, just like you said, it doesn't, if you don't care about it, it doesn't stick. I mean, we're teaching these kids in a classroom to learn so that they can pass a test. And that is literally the end goal, right? When we talk about being growth-centered or goal-centered, we are literally giving our kids the goal to pass a test. That test is not going to provide a paycheck. It's not going to provide an opportunity or an experience or a lasting memory. They have nothing invested in that grade. It will do nothing for them, like literally nothing. And so they spend their days learning for the sake of learning material that they're never even going to hold on to because it adds nothing into their lives. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I simply just say, like, okay, you want your kids to write a report, let them choose what they're going to write a report on, right? My daughter the other day said, she had a, like, needed to write, like, a paper, came up on, you know, one of the curriculums that I'm using. And I'm like, do you want to write the paper? And she's like, yeah, I can write a paper. It's been a while. I'm like, okay, what are you going to write it on? And she goes, I was thinking about doing a persuasive piece. And I'm like, oh, really? What do we need persuading on? You know, what's your topic? And she goes, I need to persuade you on why I think I should have an Instagram account.
And I'm like, I remember, I think you posted this on Instagram or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's brilliant.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, you write that for me. Right. And so she writes it. And then we just, her first draft, and we discuss it. And I'm like, oh, I want more. Oh, you say you want more followers. Why is that important to you? I want you to write to me why it's important to have followers, because I want her, like, to fully grasp what this world is that she's going to enter when she starts social media. It's a part of her life. Like, it's going to be. There's nothing I can do to stop that. Whether I let her do it now at 12 or later when she's 16, like, this is our kid's world. It's different than ours. And so I just, like, my job is to make sure that it's healthy now, right? A healthy relationship with social media, a healthy, like, that's all I'm supposed to be doing, is guiding and facilitating, like, healthy responses to the world that she's growing up in.
And so, there's so much emotional intelligence in there.
Right.
Like, why do you want followers? What followers? I didn't even say it clearly. Why do you want followers? Like, what is that within you? Right. Like,
yeah.
Okay, you're going to persuade me. Well, I'm going to come back with some feedback for you.
Yeah, exactly. And
it's such a collaborative relationship. I always tell parents, you know, I'm big into conscious parenting, and I'm like, guys, there's no us versus them. It's collaboration. And you don't need to, you know, you're not the big bad bear. You don't need to puff up and to scream really loud in order to get to gain the respect from your children. You can, when you learn to see and respect them. And I love this, because it's like, okay, you want an Instagram account? Awesome. You gotta persuade me. You gotta sell me on it. There's right. So many skills there.
Right. And so then she, you know, she writes a report. She learns, you know, she's editing a report. She's doing all the other things that people get all like, oh, well, what about math and what about writing? Oh no, she's doing that, but she's doing it on a topic that she's super passionate about, right? Because it's really important to her. And so all the pieces come together. And so she gets the freedom. I get the satisfaction of knowing my daughter can write a report properly. And we all win. Like, you can literally all win when you educate at home, because there's so much freedom in doing it. So,
I love this.
Yeah.
So what do you say? So I know parents are going to have, and we'll talk about where they can definitely get more of you and all of that stuff. What do you say to the parent? Because sometimes I attract parents who have children on a spectrum of sorts.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're always trying to see and understand their children's behavior. And the number one feedback I always get is, does this include my child who has Asperger's, autism, learning disabilities? I'm like, if your child is a child, they are included, right? We live in a culture that loves labels, but beyond the label, who is your child? So what is your perspective on children, education, who may, you know, have some type of alternative, I don't know, alternative learning, whether there is a diagnosis or not, when it comes to homeschooling?
Yeah. I mean, two of mine are like ADD, ADHD. And so I have a niece that's on the spectrum. And what I absolutely, why I'm so passionate about like unconventional education, we'll just call it that. That's the box of it. Like, freedom to educate at home is when I say it is for all walks of life, it is literally for all walks of life, Heather. In fact, like the population of the homeschooling community is made up largely of kids that have learning. I don't even want to call them disabilities, because they're not, just like, they learn differently, right? They see things differently. They don't learn inside the box. Maybe they take a little bit of extra time to learn in one area compared to another. And I think that it's really actually set up for those people, because you don't have to stress out if you're not you know, going to make the spelling. You don't have to have spelling tests this week. That doesn't, if that's not where your child is focusing and what they're excelling in right now, they're not ready to learn that. You get to pick and choose a learning style and the curriculum and the material, everything that is going to fit best inside your home for your specific child. Okay. And I believe, I mean, I really truly believe that your child will tell you and show you what they are ready to learn when they are ready to learn it. And that counts for reading. I mean, I get emails, this is the biggest one, from people of like 7 and 8 year olds. My 8 year old doesn't want to read. She doesn't like reading. She's not a very good reader. I'm going to tell you, your 8 year old is probably not actually ready to learn. Like chemically in her brain, she's not ready yet. And the problem with the school system is they think that we all mature and grow and learn at the exact same speed. And that's not true. Whether you have a diagnosis or no diagnosis, or you're on some sort of spectrum, all of our brains work completely different. And we should be allowed that freedom of learning when it best fits us.
And don't you find it interesting? I 100% agree with you. And having three very different children, the last one, my youngest, I'm like, if he was my first, oh, poor kid. But like, because he's the last one, I'm like, I'm just observing and watching all of the fear and projection that the healthcare providers are like putting on me. You need to do this. You need to do this. And I'm like, guys, he is so smart and advanced in certain areas. And then other areas, he's like just this little peanut, leave him alone. And so, you know, I don't see the value of putting this tremendous mental stress on our children. Like, you need to do this. You need to go here. You need to try this intervention, that intervention. As adults, we can see the side effects of stress. It's literally killing us. Like, yeah. This is a cultural epidemic. And now as fearful parents, we're projecting these fears onto our children, and the child is looking going, there's something wrong with me. I'm not normal. And I think it's a bigger issue that people, you know, maybe in our homes, I know I've thought to myself, like, how is this going to benefit my child from going from here to here to here to here? And poor my oldest son, OMG. I'm sure you know what Kumon is, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So he, you know, the teacher's like, oh, there's a deficiency here, 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 here. So I was like, oh my gosh, because it brought up all my wounds, right? My childhood shit. So I'm like, I'm going to do whatever I can for my kid. And I had him in Kumon, and he's so triggered now if I bring him anywhere. Fortunately, we found like a beautiful space where he loves learning right now, in addition to his schooling. And he's like, if you fucking bring me to Kumon one more time, mom, I swear to God. And I just laugh. Now, every time we drive by a Kumon, he's like, I got PTSD every time I go there. And so it's a joke now. And I was like, I'm sorry. I was doing the best I possibly could, but you could just see his body shrink when he walked in there. And we had to find his way of learning math and just this integrative, beautiful approach. But I'm like, guys, if it's not working, if your child is kicking and screaming, that is your life and the universe saying, not this. This is out of alignment, and we need to find something that works. And sometimes, just like you were saying, you know, you need to scrap everything and start again. But I truly believe that areas of our life that are not working will literally scream at us and say, please pay attention to me. And it's our ability to let go of control and to say, what do I want? What works for my child? And how can I create, you know, a life and a system that is in alignment with our values and my child's needs.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could literally talk about this forever. I get so pumped and excited. I'm like, yes, yes, yes.
It's so exciting because I think the problem, I think the problem is that we are convinced that as parents, I mean, it's very much like what you said, that it's us against them. Right? Like it's that we have this great authority or this great power, and they're just they're just here to do as we tell them to do. And if you can like change that and go like, they are the same human being that I am, right? They are just as much human as I am. They need all the same things that I need, right? They need the same passions. They need to understand their purpose. They can understand and live in like a growth mindset way in the same exact way. Like they crave that the same way that we do. When you can like understand that, like even your 7-year-old wants value, like wants to be doing something because there's a purpose at the end of it, that your kids are purpose driven in the exact same way that you are. Like once you can really understand that, then like all bets are off. Then you get to like start living like your most awesome life with your children. And like, that's the goal. It's not about just living your best life or your kids living their best life. It's about like doing this together as a family unit and like thriving and growing and learning and just being like good human beings, because the earth needs more of that, you know?
Yeah. And it doesn't have to, like you said, it doesn't have to be us versus them. And you don't need to figure this out overnight. It takes a long time to unlearn, right? We've been conditioned for so many years, decades, to unlearn. And there will be things that you will do with your children and you'll say, oh my God, I totally screwed that up. Please don't do that with your kids. And I always tell my kids, like, you know, I'm passing the baton and I'm trying to unlearn some stuff and relearn. And hopefully you continue the process, but know that I'm not perfect. And that took so much pressure off me as a parent.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm a big apologizer. Like, sorry, I got that wrong. You know, mm-hmm. I'm doing my best.
Doing my best. Awesome. My best. So what do you have coming up? Where can people find you? You have your book, The 5-Hour School Week.
Yes.
So let people know where they can find you and get your book and everything.
Yes. So Amazon bestseller. We were on there for like 18 weeks. I have the Audible coming out next month. 5-Hour School Week on Amazon. You can find us there. I have a YouTube series. I want to homeschool, but, and it's done really well. And, all of the questions that you have, I try to answer in like 5 to 10 minutes. Instagram, I love hanging out on there. I usually have a story going and I just try to help and inspire and support as many parents as I can on there and Facebook. So all the places, have a newsletter at 5hourschoolweek.com. So you can go sign up for that. And that's where you can find all of our blogs and other podcasts that we've been on like this.
Perfect. And I know that in the future, I know I'm just trying to talk.
Yes, I know.
So I'm like, me and you will talk offline and we'll make this happen for you. In the future, you'll be offering some type, because you get so many questions about like, you know, can you teach me how to do this? So definitely connecting with you, whether it's sending you a private Instagram message or getting on your newsletter for future announcements.
Yes. And email me. Like, and if you're in it right now, you're pulling your kids out of school, you're struggling, you're homeschooling, and it's not going the way that you wanted it to. I just encourage parents, like, reach out, email me. I'll take a phone call, literally anything I can do to just support you and encourage you. And let you know, like, there's another, if it's not working for you, it's because that there's another way. And awesome. So let me just support that in you. You know?
Oh my God. I love that. That was such a like little nugget. If it's not working for you, know that there's another way. That's growth mindset right there. Can you, if you're giving them permission to email you, can you say your email out loud?
Yes. It's Kalina@5hourschoolweek.com.
Awesome. And all of this information will be in the show notes. Thank you so much, Kalina. This was a beautiful conversation. I could talk to you forever and ever. So maybe we'll have you back on in the future.
Yay. Thank you, Heather, so much. I love your podcast.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you. I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.